Kiddushin Yerushalmi, correspond to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Lamed Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, on the 8th line with the words Mitzvah Sha'ben. Mitzvah Sha'ben Chayav La'aseis La'aviv. We learn in the Mishnah there are obligations that a son has to do towards his father, and they are fear and honor. So the Gemara asks, Ezu Moira, what does it mean to fear? Lo Yoshe b'makoyimoy, v'lo yimadab b'makoyimoy, v'lo yisoyse es dvorov. Don't sit in his place, don't give a public Torah lecture in a place that he usually speaks, and don't contradict him. Ezu kibud, what does it mean to honor? Ma'ach ilu mashke, ma'ubish u'machse, u'man'il machnes u'moitzi. Feed him, give him to drink, clothe him, cover him, give him shoes, bring him into town, and send him off. And the Gemara asks, min deman, who pays for all of these services when the father receives from the son? Is it the father, or the son has to pay for these things? Chune b'achia oma, mishal zokein. Chune b'achia says it's the father that has to pay. V'yistabai meima, mishaloi, and some give an answer that it has to come from the son. And the proof of this is, like kein amar rabbi yabo, b'shem rabbi yosi b'chanina, minayin afilu amar lo ya'oviv, hashleich et ha'arniki azul le'yam sheshemei aloi. Rabbi Bo, quoting Rabbi Yosi Baba Chanina, said, from where is it known that even if his father told him to throw his wallet into the sea, the son has to listen to him? And we prove from here that it's the obligation of the son to pay for servicing the father. And the Gemara rejects that, Ba'ahu de'isle choronin uva'isa anachas ruach shel'ov. That would apply only if the son was rich and had other wallets, so he was not particular about losing his particular wallet, and he is making his father happy by throwing it away. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha, ela sha'ish sveika b'yadoi, ve'ha'isha eina sveika b'yada, mipnei sheyesh reshus la'achirim aleha. Both men and women are obligated to honor their parents, but a man is able to do so, but a woman is not, because others control her, namely her husband. Nis'almela o nis'gausha, k'mishihi sveika b'yada la'asos. If she became widowed or divorced, she becomes now fully capable of honoring him, and she has the same obligation as a boy. Sha'alu b'laza ad he'ichan hu kibud av ve'im. The students asked Rabbi Elazar, what is the extent of the mitzvah of honoring one's parents? And Malahen, he told them, Vali atem shalim lechu shalu l'dam ben Nesina. Why are you asking me? Go and ask Dama ben Nesina. Dama ben Nesina, Rosh Patabuli hava, pam achas, haise imoi mistarosa lefne buli sheloi, v'nofar kud kesin shela miyada v'hoishet la kadeh shalai tistaya. Dama ben Nesina was the head of the army. Once his mother hit him in the face with her shoe and in front of all the other officers, and her shoe fell to the ground. He handed it back to her that she would not be upset. Amar b'chizkiah, ha'goy ha'ashkeloni haya, v'roish kopet ha'buli haya, ve'even to yoshev alea aviv, lo yoshev alea me'emov, v'kirin to meis osa oise yira mishaloi. He was a Gentile from Ashkelon, and he was the head army officer. The stone that his father sat on he would not sit on, and when his father died, he made the stone into his idol. Pam achas avda yoshpe shel Binyamin. Once the yoshpe stone of the tribe Binyamin, which was used for the Kohen Gadol's breastplate, was lost. Amrin man de isle tava de kavasa. Amrin de isle Dama ben Nesina. They asked, who has such a stone? And they answered, Dama ben Nesina has this stone. Azun legabe. They went to him. Upaskule amei memea dinuin. And they discovered that he had this stone, and they settled on a price of 100 golden dinar. Salik ba maisisa lehoin. So he went and he wanted to bring it for them. Va'ashrich lavud damach, and he discovered that his father was sleeping. Ve'ifta amen maftachad de tevusa haveg yahiv gaba etzbei davua. Ve'ifta amen reglaya haveg pishuta al tevusa. Some say that the key to its box was on his father's finger, and some say that his leg was resting on the box. Nachas v'gabei hoin, he came back to them. Amalahoin, he told them, le'yecholis, I can't help you. Ma'isisa, I can't bring it for you, lechoin. Amen. And they said, Dilma duhu boy pritin tuvin. They said, perhaps he wants more money for it. Askine le masayim, they raised the price to 200 dinar. Askine le elef, they even raised the price up to 1,000 dinar. Kim de isaya, aviv, and when the father woke up, minchin se from his sleep, salach v'aisisa lahain, he went and he brought them the stone. Bo mitan le kad paskule lachraya, they wanted to give him according to the last value that they offered, and he didn't accept the higher value. Ama man ana mezabna lechoin ikud avasi bepritin ini neme kivud evusai klum. Will I sell you my father's honor for money? I will not get any benefit from my father's honor. And the Gemara asks, ma parla kodesh bochus sechar? How did Hashem reward him? Amar Rabbi Yosi bebabun boy balayla yalda parase aduma v'shaklu yisal mishkala zav v'shaklua. Rabbi Yosi Bebun answers, that night his cow gave birth to a red calf, and the Jews paid him for its weight in gold. Amar Pshapsai, Pshapsai said, Ksev, it says in the Pasuk in Eov, in Perik Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chof Gimel, O Mishpat, Rav Stoker, Le Ya'ane, with justice and great righteousness, he does not act strictly. In a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Masheh Matan Schoa, Shel Oisim Mitzvahs Bagoyim. Hashem does not delay the reward for the good deeds performed by non-Jews. Ima Shel Meritaufen, Yod Letayala Sechad Seira, Beshabbos, Benisuk, Kodai Kinchela, V'halach v'bitavim v'nech sh'te yadav tachas palsoyseh v'haysim ha'leches aleihain ad she'aygiyah le'mitasa. V'bitavim's mother went for a walk in her courtyard on Shabbos and a sandal broke. V'bitavim went and put his hands under her feet and she walked in this way until she reached her bed. Pam achas nichesu chachamim levakoi. Once the chachamim went to visit Rabbi Taufan, Amr lehen, so Rabbi Taufan's mother said to them, His palo Taufan b'ni, Please pray for my son Taufan, shehu noyeg bi b'kivod yoseh midai, because he's honoring me too much. Amrid la, they answered her, Ma'u avilech, what is he doing for you? B'tanis lehen uvda, and she told him the story. Amrid la, they told her, Afilu hu oseh ken elef alofim, adayin lechatzik ha'kibod, she'omar Torah le'yegia. Even if he would do this a million times, he would not reach the honor that was commanded by the Torah. Imo Shabbi Shmuel, Basa Amos, the Kabla Alav, the Rabbi Seinu, Shmuel's mother came and complained about him to the rabbis. Amra, she said, Go, Rabbi Yishmael Bani, rebuke my son Yishmael, she said, Shein Anoyeg be covered, because he's not giving me honor. But Isasha, Niskalkum, Paneem Shabbi Seinu. When the rabbis heard this, they were shocked. Amrin, and they said, Esha, Leitha, Bishmael, Noyeg be covered, Avoisav, could it be that Rabbi Shmuel does not honor his parents? Amrula, So they said to her, Ma'u avidlach, what is he doing for you? Amma kadnafik, me beith vada, ana ba, meshazna, regloihi, umishte behen, vele shavikli, amin ha'ovahu vatsoina, hu kibuda. She said, When he returns from the study hall, I want to wash his feet and give him water to drink, but he does not allow it. The rabbis told Rabbi Shmuel, Since this is her will, you have to allow her to do it. Amr Bimana said, Ve'yos ilein tuchunaya, amrin ka ba'nash v'ba'nash, zechvase gukuftei, Every person has his muzzle, and the millers are correct when they say the amount of flour that comes out of the millstone is according to a person's merit. Ime Rabbi Taufan Amalain Achein Vagivunta Achein. Ime Rabbi Shmuel Amalai Lain Achein Vagivuna Achein. Rabbi Mana was using this to highlight the difference between the mothers of Rabbi Taufan and Rabbi Shmuel, because he said, Rabbi Taufan's mother became haughty from the honor showed to her by her son, and the Chacham replied to her that his efforts were not enough. But Rabbi Shmuel's mother complained, and the Chacham responded that she gains honor by reducing her own honor. Rabbi Zeira have a mitzdaya, Rabbi Zeira was upset. Va'amani commented, Halavai havali abba ve'ima du kwinoin ve'iris gan eden. If only I had a father and mother that I could honor and inherit Gan Eden. Kachama ilain train ul panaya, ama brich rachman de leisli le abba vle imma, loko bitaufen havi yochel avid, vloko bishmol havin makabla eluya. When he heard these two stories of Rabbi Taufan and Bishmol, he said, Baruch Hashem, that I don't have a father or mother, I would not have been able to act like Rabbi Taufan, nor would I have agreed to accept upon myself the request of Rabbi Shmol's mother. Amr bi Avin, pata ani mikibud avveim, amrin kadavat bi ime maisavui, kadiladite mises. I'm exempt from honoring my parents as Avun, because my father died when my mother was pregnant with me, and my mother died in childbirth. Yeshu machres oviv petumois v'yoresh gehenem, v'yeshu kodoinoi l'veichayim, v'yoresh ganeden. A person could feed his father fattened bird and still inherit gehenem, and a person could have his father grind with a millstone and still inherit ganeden. Ketzad, How could this be? Hu machres aviv petumois v'yoresh gehenem? How could it be that he's feeding his father a fattened bird and he still inherits gehenem? Chad bar nash have a miachel la'aviv tanagoylim petumim. There was once a person feeding his father a fattened bird. Chad zman amalei aviv. Once his father said, Bri ilein mananlach. His father asked him, From where did he get this bird? Amalei. So he said back to him, Saba saba achol v'adish dekabaya achrin medashin. He replied to his father, old man, eat and be quiet, like a dog. And that's why he inherited Gan Eden, despite the fact he was feeding his father fattened bird. How do we find a person could grind, make his father grind with a millstone and still inherit Gan Eden? There was once a person grinding with a millstone. Asa mitzvasa letuchania. He received the order that he has to come and grind in service of the king. Amalei Abba Ovatachun Tachtai, Emifith Mirazaya Tavli Anna Veloy At, Emifith Milki Tavli Anna Veloy At, Nymphakunna Rechayim Veresh Ganeden. The man said to his father, come and grind here in my place, and don't go and grind for the king. It's better that they disgrace me rather than you, and it's better they hit me rather than you. And through making his father grind over here, he still inherited Ganeden. The Gemara shows several ways that parents are compared to Hashem. We quote the Pasuk in Vayikra, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Gimel, Ish Imoi Va'aviv Tiro, a person must fear his father and his mother. V'ne'eman, we have a Pasuk in Dvorim, in Perek Vav, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ez Hashem Elokecha Tira, you shall fear Hashem your God. Hikish Moira Av Ve'em Nemora Makoim, the Torah is comparing fear of one's parents with fearing Hashem. We quote another Pasuk in Shmois, in Perek Chof Aleph, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Mekala Av Ve'imoi, Mois Yumas, one who curses his father or his mother shall be put to death. V'ne'emar, we have another Pasuk in Vayikra, in Perek Chof Dalad, Pasuk Tezvav, that says, Ish Ish Ki Kalel Elikov, V'nosa Chetoi, if a person shall curse his God, he shall bear his sin. Hikish Kilas Av Ve'im Lekilas Amokoim, the Torah compares cursing one's parents with cursing God. However, the Torah could not have been referring to hitting God, because it's illogical to say that, but it is logical, though, to compare them in reference to honor and fear, because they were partners with God in their son's creation. What is fear? We said before, don't sit in his place, don't give a public Torah class in a place where he usually speaks, and don't contradict him. Ezu akibud, what does it mean to honor? Machle mashke, malbisha machse, umanil machle samoitzi. Feed him, give him to drink, clothe him, cover him, give him shoes, bring him into the town, and send him off. And the Gemara asks again, as before, min deman, who pays for all these services that the son does for the father? Chunabachia ama, mishal zaken, chunabachia answered the father. Milsa dubchia ba abba pligi, and the Rav Chia Bar Abba disagrees with Rav Chuna. The Amr Rav Chia Bar Abba, Tani Rav Yudan Bar Barte, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, because he quoted a brisa quoting Rav Yudan, son of the daughter of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. The Tani, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, it says in the brisa, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai said, Godol hu kivud av ve'eim, great is the mitzvah of honoring one's parents, te'edifo kodesh bochu yoseh mikvoidoi, because Hashem preferred it over his own honor. Where do we learn that? Shnei Makan, because it says in the Pasuk, in Shmois, in Pasuk Perek Chof, Pasuk Yud Beis, Kavod Avicha Vesimecha, honor your father and mother. Shnei Malalon, it says in Mishlei, in Perek Gimel, in Pasuk Tes, Kavod Hashem Mehoinecha, honor Hashem with your wealth. B'meh at Mechabdoi Mehoinecha, how do you honor Hashem through your money, through your wealth? So how should this be done? Mafrish Leket Shecha Upeya, Mafrish Trimah Umaisa, Rishon Umasa Sheni Umasa Oni, Vechala Vaisa Sukha, Velulov, Shoifa Utfilin, Vitsitsis, Machas Ve'ivim, Umashke Esatzmeim. Separate Leket, Shicha, Peya, which are different gifts to the poor. Separate Trimah, Masa Rishon, Masa Sheni, Masa Oni, and Chala. Perform the mitzvah Sukha, of Lulov, Shoifa, Tfilin, and Tzitzis. Feed the hungry and give the thirsty to drink. Im Yeshcha Atchai Vechol Elu. If you have money, you're obligated in all of these things. If you don't have anything, you are exempt from all of them. But in terms of the mitzvah of honoring one's parents, whether you do have or whether you don't have, you must honor your father and your mother, even if you have to resort to begging. And this shows that you have to use your own money to honor your parents. He said, the Pasuk says in Mishle, in Perek He, in Pasuk Vov, Orechayim, Pentefalas Neuma Gleiser, Loiteda. Lest you compare the path of life to hers, her courses wander astray, you cannot know. Tiltal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matan Scham, Shel Oisim Mitzvah, Kadeshu Oisim, Oisam Be'emunah. Why did Hashem not reveal the reward for each mitzvah? Lest people weigh up mitzvahs and only perform the ones with a greater reward. Therefore Hashem moved away from us the knowledge of the reward of mitzvahs, so that people will faithfully perform all of the mitzvahs. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak quoted a pasuk also in Mishlei, in Perek Dalad, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Mikom Shameh, Netzar Libcha, Ki Minu Tzitzos Chayim, more than anything else, guard your heart, because from it comes life. Mikol ma she'amalti lecha b'Torah tishmo she'ena t'yodeh me'eva mehen yotze lecha chayim. God, everything I told you in the Torah, because you do not know which one of them will give you life. And Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said, Hishra Kosov Mitzvah Kala Shebekalas and Mitzvah Chamur Shebechamuris, we find the Torah equated the lightest mitzvah with the heaviest mitzvah. Mitzvah Kala Shebekalas Zu Shelochakan, or Mitzvah Chamur Shebechamuris Zuhi Hi Kibud Avveim, Ushteim Ksiv Harachas Barachas Yomim. What's the lightest mitzvah? Sending away the mother bird. What is the heaviest mitzvah? Honoring one's parents. And about both mitzvahs, the Torah promises long life. Amar Rabbeinu Rabban said, Ma im davashu kufpri aschoiv ksiv boi in dvorim in parik. Hey, leman yarichun yomecho leman yitav lach. For something that's considered paying off a debt, which is honoring one's parents, the Pasuk says, in dvorim parik hey, in Pasuk tezayin, in order that your days should be lengthened, and in order that it should be good for you, a mitzvah involved loss of money and danger should certainly receive this great reward. And Rabbi Levi, Vahidu Rabbonon, Rabbi Levi and another rabbi said, greater is a mitzvah that's considered paying off a debt than a mitzvah that's not considered paying off a debt, meaning that Rabbi Levi disagrees with Rabbi Avun before. Tani, we learned an advice of Rishim ben Yochai Omer, just as the reward for honoring one's parents and sending away the mother bird is the same, so the punishment for transgressing them is the same. We quote the Pasuk in Mishle in Perek Lamed in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ayin Chel Agla Av, V'tivuz Lekahas Im Ein, Ayin Chel Liga Al Kibud Av Ve'Eim, Ubizus Leitzikach Ha'Eim, Alabonim Yikur Ovei Nachal, Yovoi Oirev Shuk Achzari Ve'Kirena, V'Lei Yena Memena V'Yichlua, V'Lei Neshe, Yovoi Neshe Shuk Rachmon, Rachamon v'yechlena v'yena memena. The Pasuk says in Mishle, the eye that scorns the father and ridicules obeying the mother, we learn from there, the eye that scorns honoring one's parents and ridicules not taking the chicks in the presence of the mother bird, the ravens of the river will scratch it out, means the raven that's cruel to its young will come and scratch it out, and he will not benefit from that eye, and the young eagles will eat it, meaning since the eagle is merciful to its young, it will eat and benefit from that eye. Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yonason, Rabbi Yasvin, they were both sitting. Asa chad barnash v'nasha gulur de Rabbi Yonason. A man came and kissed the feet of Rabbi Yonason. And Rabbi Yana asked him, Mativu hu shalem lach min yoimi, what do you do for him to prompt this response? Amalei Rabbi Yonason answered, Chazman asa kabile aburei diznunei v'amislei ezod sur knishta aloi ovizise. Once he came complaining to me that his son was not sustaining him, I told him to go and lock the doors of the synagogue and disgrace his son. So Bjane asked Rabbi Yonason, why did you not just force the son to sustain him? Rabbi Yonason said back, can we force him? We can't force him because the expenses of honoring one's parents come from the father, not from the son. Rabbi Yonason says, do you still reason this way? Of course we can force him. Rabbi Yonason, the Kavah Shmua Mishmei. Rabbi Yonason retracted and established the halacha, like Rabbi Yanai, that you're allowed to force a son to sustain his father. As Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yonason, Shekoifin es Aben, Lazunas Aav, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yonason, both said, we do force a son to sustain his father. And Rabbi Yosi said, Halavai, Havion Kol Shmutzi, Broinli, Kahadash, Shekoifin es Aben, Lazunas Aav. Rabbi Yosi said, if only all teaching was clear to me as this law, that one can force a son to sustain his father. Ezi mitzvahs aseh shezman grama, and we finish by discussing the end of the Mishnah. What are examples of positive time-bound mitzvahs that the Mishnah said that women are exempt from performing? Kagoin, sukkah, v'shoifah, v'luluv, v'tfilin, such as the mitzvahs of sukkah, and shoifah, luluv, and tfilin.